Mama knocked twice on my bedroom door. "There's a god-awful stench coming from in there," she said. "You need to take your bucket outside and empty it." At one time, when I first started using the bucket as a toilet, the acrid air in my room had burned the inside of my nose, and everything I ate and drank tasted like the smell of pee. But now, after months of constant exposure, I hardly noticed it at all. I was only aware, whenever I left my room, that the air outside was different, thinner, crisper, different. I heard the 2x4 Mama kept wedged under my doorknob fall hard, as usual, as if she had kicked it away, but its impact to the floor was muffled by the carpet, like an angry fist blocked by a pillow. The sound of the 2x4 falling was always the same. Every morning as I waited for her to come and let me out to go to school or do my chores, I listened for it with both anticipation and dread, hoping one day it would be different. I kept thinking if the sound was different, then maybe other things beyond the door might be different too. As I made my way down the stairs, balancing the half-full bucket against my thigh, I noticed the house was quiet for a Saturday. When I came to the bottom of the stairway, I looked around and realized no one was home but Mama and me. I always got nervous when I was alone with her. Passing the kitchen, I saw her leaning up against the counter, stirring creamer into her cup of coffee. She hadn't been up long. She still had on a sleeping gown, and her hair was matted to the back of her head. When I walked by her, she glanced up at me and tapped her spoon on the side of her cup.
"Make sure you take it far away from the house," she said.
"Yes, ma'am," I yelled on my way out the door.